Hi, this is going to be a short tutorial on how to rip a DVD for free. Now, first things first, ripping a DVD is not illegal. Ripping a DVD, then giving it away or selling it is illegal. I don't say you should do that, I'm not promoting that, I'm just saying don't do it, and if you want to store hard copies of your DVDs on your computer, that's fine. It's not illegal, so long as you own the DVD that you ripped. Okay, so you want to make sure you have a DVD drive and your DVD ready. Obviously, if you don't have either of those, you can't rip one. So we're going to use these two free programs, DVD Decryptor and VRC Media Player. This program is for ripping the DVD off the disc, and this one is to play it. Now, there is no converting stage between these, as the files that are decrypted can easily be played using this media player. You can convert them, but it takes another step in the process, and it might make the file size bigger. I'm not telling you how to make the file size small, I'm just saying this is how you can easily rip them and store them on your hard disk. Okay, so once you've put your DVD in, open up DVD Decryptor. Now it should open something like this. It's got the log down here, so you can check to see if there's any issues. There's one here. It says that my eDrive does not support files that are bigger than 4 GB. That's fine, I'm going to show you how to sort that out. Okay, so this is the main view. If it doesn't look like this at the side, you need to go to Mode and press IFO. It's probably on File by default. So once you've done that, it should auto-select the biggest file, which is the main movie file. If it doesn't, just navigate through them. It's usually under VS2 or VTS3. Mine's there. If you want to disable some of the chapters, or if you just want the first half of the movie, then you can uncheck the boxes here. A tip, if you want to make your file size smaller, you can delete the last chapter, or maybe the last two, as they're usually the credits. So once you've decided what you want to copy, go to Stream Processing and make sure this box is ticked. Now, these are the things that come with a DVD. So we've got the video, which we want to keep, the audio in English, which we want to keep, the another audio in English, I'm not sure what that is, so I'm just going to keep it in case. And then we've got the English director's audio. I don't want that, and I don't want the captions or subtitles either, so I'm going to disable both of those. Okay, so once you've done that, you can specify where you want to save the files. So I've just told it to save them to this file on the desktop. Now I'm going to go to Tools and Settings, so you can see most of my settings. I'm not going to go through them all. If you want to check your settings with mine, you can just pause and look at them. They're mostly on default, so that's General, File Mode, IFO Mode. Now this is important that file splitting on mine is set to auto. You can set it to none if you want it to make one file, or if you want to make each file, say 700 megabytes, just put it there. I put mine on auto so that it specifies which drive and then works out whether it needs to split the file or not. Okay, so on with the settings. Most of these are on default, I haven't changed most of them. Okay, so once you've done that, all you need to do is press this big button here or go to File Decrypt. I'm going to skip to the end because you don't really need to see my DVD decrypt, so I'll see you in a bit. Okay, now that you've decrypted and ripped your DVD from the disc, we're going to play it. So open VRC Media Player. Don't be tempted to find the file and try and open it from there, as it probably won't let you open it, as it say you don't have the player to do this. Don't worry, you do, you've just downloaded it, it's this cone. So open that. Once it's opened, all you need to do is go to File, Media, Open File, or just find your file from here and dump it onto the cone. So it should open, it should have high quality, because we didn't specify to change the settings. Now once you've opened it, if you right hand click on the movie itself, you've got all the controls here, and you've got the audio tracks. I haven't got more than two audio tracks because I got rid of the rest of them, but if you kept on things like Spanish and French, you'd have them here. You can change the video. You can change almost anything about it. You can change, for example, full screen. You can change the aspect ratio if it's not right on your screen. You can change the subtitles. That was how to rip and then play a DVD for free.